Chapter 3 of the story, Believe. Winter Solstice. It was a snowy day, one filled with big, feathery flakes that gently fell to the ground as Bee drove to the winter solstice gathering in the woods. Her mind was filled with the various to-dos on her list for the holiday season, but she knew these thoughts would quickly melt away once she joined the circle of women she was coming to know and appreciate with each turn of the wheel of the year. She arrived just as Beth was unloading her car. They quickly made their way to the cabin, stepping into a room wrapped in a warm fire crackling in the wood stove. The smell of a simmering pot with evergreen, cinnamon, and orange filled the air. Once all the women were present and situated in their spot in the circle, the ritual to celebrate winter solstice began. Allie shared with the others that this was a time to honor hibernation. She highlighted the meaning of the evergreen branches assembled in a circle, which were used in ancient rituals as a symbol for continuation of life and the trust that spring would once again emerge. Then each woman called in the directions and elements along with the ancestors and guides to join them in this sacred space. Once the ritual concluded, they began their writing exercise. Unlike the last time, Bee had thought about her story since they last gathered and wondered where today's assignment would take her. However, she was surprised by how the story started on this cold winter's day. Lee's travels to the mountain cave were abruptly halted by the sudden illness of one of her companions, Lily. The group of women had been making steady progress on their long journey when Lily, a younger member of the group, suddenly fell ill while they were staying in one of the villages. Now, Lee knew that it was important for Lily to accompany them, and she'd grown fond of her over these past few weeks, so she felt the need to stay with her and try to find some remedy for her malady. She went to work gathering the needed plants and herbs that grew in this part of the forest, but this illness was stubborn and would not respond. One of the village elders said that time would be the healer, and that their mission had now changed to one of rest and stillness. So the women resigned to remain in this village for as long as it took for Lily to recuperate, and easily settled into a daily routine. During this time of rest, Lee contemplated their journey, wondering what they would find at the end of their destination high up in the mountains. She dreamt of the crone sitting with them in circle, offering insights into their destinies and how it was intertwined with all of the villages that they had and would visit along the way. In these dreams, she and her companions would be around a fire deep in the belly of a cave. Around them were dried plants on driftwood shelves hung on the rock walls, various candles and feathers lining the pathway into the cave, and she could hear the sound of running water coming from somewhere. Just as Lee would feel sure she had been transported there, she would wake up to Lily moaning in pain. One day, late in the afternoon, a woman by the name of Vivian showed up at the house where they were staying to see Lily. This woman knew the power of elemental magic and felt strongly that creating a ritual centered around the incorporation of these elements and directions would help Lily. So Vivian, or V as she was known to the community, instructed each of the women to gather what they would need to represent the directions and elements for the ritual. Nearing midnight, under a full moon, V assembled the women and the items they gathered around Lily's bed. Over the course of the day, Lily had developed a fever and was very restless, calling out at times for her family. V began the moon ritual by honoring the land and ancestors. She had instructed each of the women to call in the spirits of the directions by offering a prayer to the element associated with them. For east, it was air. For south, it was fire. For west, it was water. And for north, it was earth. Once the circle was cast, V began singing a soft lullaby over Lily and offered her a potion she had concocted earlier that day in anticipation of this healing ritual. Now all that was left was resting and waiting for the prayers to work. It took a moment for B to come back into the room after Allie let them know that their writing time was up. B was reluctant to leave the women in her story, but she knew that this was a season for dreaming, and that more would be revealed when the spring began to stir in the earth. As Bee reflected on this solstice gathering on her drive home, she felt grateful to have a break from the hurried time of the holiday season and to return to the ancient understanding of the power of rest. Recognizing that when we allow ourselves to trust the wisdom of the dark half of the year, our roots are strengthened to support the inevitable growth stirred in the spring. She understood that the reflection that comes with slowing down allowed our ancestors to celebrate what they had in the moment and to experience true gratitude for the simple things. Something she needed more in her life when so many seemed disconnected from the true spirit of the season.